a little more close to home with a lawsuit of by a local concern.
You know, ABF yesterday filed a lawsuit alleging $750 million of damages. They filed that lawsuit against the Teamsters, both at the national level and some of the local affiliates, but primarily it was aimed at Yellow Roadway, their primary competitor. A lot of people may or may not realize that Yellow Roadway, which is now known as YRC, or YRC Worldwide, it's the merged entity between Yellow Freight Systems and Roadway, and they're basically bankrupt. And this is the Teamsters had given them another concession last week of another $350 million. The reason ABF is suing them is because ABF and Yellow Roadway are the only two remaining unionized nationwide less-than-truckload carriers, and they are both parties to something that's referred to as the National Master Freight Agreement. So these concessions have been given to Yellow Roadway and not to ABF. So it has put ABF at a significant competitive disadvantage because, for example, the Teamsters have agreed, who work for Yellow Roadway, to reduce their wages by about 15%. The Teamsters have given Yellow Roadway permission to cease making contributions to their pension plans and et cetera. So after the last one last week, I guess ABF saying is enough, and they filed a $750 million lawsuit. And it's kind of interesting that the headline said that Yellow Roadway stock, YRCW stock, was up about 16%. If you look at it, it's trading at $4.68 a share. But what you may not realize is that on October the 1st, there was a 25-for-1 reverse stock split. So realistically, if you take that into consideration, Yellow Roadway stock is trading at about 19 cents a share. And they have been on the verge of bankruptcy now for well over a year. Another interesting story yesterday was released by Simon Property Group. That's the nation's largest owner of malls. And we keep talking, Bill, about the retail shopper and what it looks like for Christmas. The only mall that they own in Arkansas is the McCain Mall down in the Little Rock area. But they reported a huge increase in third quarter net income, more than doubled. But they also said they're seeing significant increases in occupancy rates, tenant sales, and lease rates. So maybe that's good news for the consumer. And one of the other things I thought was interesting was the Corning, which we think of as the old Corning Glass Company. But Corning is the primary manufacturer of the glass that's used in liquid crystal displays for TVs and computers and all that. And they also have this Gorilla Glass that they've come out with, as they call it. That's their trade name for that, that's used in iPhones and et cetera. And they reported a 22% jump in third quarter profit. But here's the but in that deal. By far the biggest segment of their business is now this area of liquid crystal displays, and they indicated that there's a glut in that area, and there was about a 5% decline in sales there. And we've been talking also, Bill, for several weeks now about the fact that the Fed's going to be the real active partner this week. Sure, the elections are today, but tomorrow we get news from the Fed. And we expect them to do quantitative easing, which is to buy hundreds of billions of dollars of treasuries. But at the same time that we're trying to stimulate the economy here in the United States and cause inflation, stimulate inflation, yesterday Australia actually increased their interest rate by another 0.25 point, and India raised their interest rates for the sixth time this year. And we keep talking about this unemployment rate in the U.S. being almost 10%. Well, the unemployment rate in Australia has dropped to 5.1%. So now we've seen China, India, and Australia all say, gee, our economy's growing too fast. We've got to slow it down because we're concerned about inflation. And over here we're saying, to heck with inflation, let's pump another $500 billion to $2 trillion of cash in the system, see if we can get the economy moving and see if we can cause inflation. So it shows you the divide between the developing economies and the what's happening in the Eurozone and what's happening in the United States.
Well, it's interesting. The Associated Press this morning says the program, even though they're planning to do it, isn't expected to do much to ease the crisis that's left 15 million people jobless.
Yeah, I know. It's really down to the Fed doesn't have any other bullets left, so they got to try this one. And in fact, Paul Volcker said yesterday he was over in Singapore or someplace, and he basically did not give this a lot of chance of helping a lot. So
President Obama going to India here in a few days. Maybe he'll learn something from them.
Well, if you look at the size of the entourage and the number of planes and et cetera that he's taken over there, it ought to help their economy.
I guess it will.
Yeah.
Well, John, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
That's John Taylor, Stern, AG & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Reach John by calling 782-2527. Of course, it's area code 479-782-2527. On the Internet, John Taylor at sternag.com. And, of course, Stern is spelled S-T-E-R-N-E.